Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ready?
We're ready.
I'm ready. Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready!
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes.
So ready.
This is KMOX, the trusted voice of St. Louis.
And this is Overtime.
It is 8:32. Welcome to Overtime for Thursday, May the 19th. And this is a first. Good morning, yeah. Ryan Recker.
Hello, hello.
Well, Ryan, you've done this before. And I think Carol Daniel.
I have.
You have too, but I've not done Overtime with you together.
It's a new team.
All right, this should be fun. Well, let's talk about the thing everyone's talking about, and that would be baby formula, because it is a real problem. And President Biden took action yesterday to address the nationwide baby formula shortage, invoking the Defense Production Act to increase production, and created Operation Fly Formula. We always have to have an interesting operation name. To deploy Defense Department planes and speed formula shipments into the United States from overseas. It's Biden's first major initiative to respond to this crisis that has sown fear and frustration among parents across the country and has prompted both Republicans and Democrats alike to demand action. Now, none of us at this point have infants in the home, which I'm kind of glad about right now, Carol.
Oh, me too. I can't imagine. I was at the store yesterday. I went to Schnucks and I saw the sign limit on five at the checkout, limit on five. If I had kids, I'd be worried, and I'm so worried for you. I wondered, though, Debbie, could we have done this earlier? Because we've been talking about this, I feel like, a good 2 weeks now. Could the Defense Act have been, Production Act, been instituted earlier? And secondly, overseas formula, I don't like those words together.
I think a lot of people don't, and that's partly one of the reasons maybe they haven't done anything sooner. Ryan?
First, I think we need to work on the name Operation Fly Formula. I think insects, yeah. Kind of like goat milk.
Exactly.
I think you're going to say fly fishing. I don't know.
I think this is a good move. I hope it works. I think that, if anything, we should realize that we walk a tightrope with a lot of our supply. So if one plant goes down in Michigan, look at how much that really messes up the chain of supply. So I think we need to look at that. And a lot of our essential materials, we have to really take a look and make sure we're not walking that tightrope so we don't run into this problem in the future.
I mean, I don't think any of us expect government to move quickly, to your point, Carol.
For
why
sure.
Didn't they do something quicker?
Yeah.
I guess 2 weeks is quick.
That's
when you're
quick.
Talking about the
That's
federal
quick
government.
And, yeah, and bureaucracy.
But one of the things I'm thinking about, Ryan, is one thing we've learned from the pandemic. I explain to my kids when we go to the store, I have never in my lifetime, never in all of my years, seen empty shelves in a grocery store. Never. Mm-hmm. So this pandemic has showed us that. But sometimes you still have a hard time finding toilet paper. So I wonder if they start getting more formula on the shelves, is it going to be like the toilet paper aisle for the next year?
Mm. I think people may hoard, kind of like they did toilet paper. They're going to buy more, which causes an issue. So they have to factor that into their equation to know that people are going to overbuy now. They can't just what they think is the supply and meeting that demand. They have to actually overproduce at this point.
I am worried and wondering what is next.
Right.
What is the other item that we need that is going to be empty? That we're not going to be able to find. What is that? What is next?
Well, every day we joke with Bloomberg's Lisa Mateo because mm-hmm. she'll have some tease for us about what she's going to talk about. And every day it's the price of this is going up. The price is that. I'm like, why don't we just start it with What is it this time?
Yeah, what's going on? Is anything going down? Is anything? No.
What is it this time? Well, a little more close to home, we still don't have a St. Louis police chief. St. Louis Police Chief John Hayden announced that he was retiring. He was supposed to retire in February. He's agreed to stay on until June, so he'll be on the job for a little more than a month, Ryan. So they have had to appoint Lieutenant Colonel Michael Sack as the city's interim chief because we need a police chief. What's your guess on what is taking so long for hiring a full replacement for Hayden?
Yeah, I think a lot of times you find when cities are looking for the next chief, they look at outside large markets, kind of like New Orleans was one of those deals with the city of St. Louis, and then they end up getting a job somewhere else, and larger cities are more attractive to them. When you're in St. Louis and you look at the issues with funding, difficulty of hiring, lack of cooperation when it comes to the circuit attorney's office, just general criticism from people that live in the city, it's a real tough job to attract a really good person. Because when you watch the television shows, the ones that have the person with the heart of gold that want to make a difference over the long haul, they're not out there in real life. They're not looking at St. Louis as an option. So you have to look at the best you can do from within and try to change those things that are the obstacles for that one position. But I don't think we're changing those obstacles. So it's going to be a real tough sell to try to find the right person.
Inside, there's some personnel issues, I thought, that the way that this works is the person had to have so many years experience. And there was criticism, a suspicion, if you will, that the people that rose to the top were not people that the mayor may have wanted. And so now they're casting a wider net in this way. I wish they would have done this in the first place. Why didn't you do an national search in the first place? I also think, a word about Chief Hayden, who is salt of the earth. I think he's a deacon in his church, just a great individual and soul. But it reminds me of superintendents and teachers. I mean, who wants to be a police chief?
Right. It's a lot of
thankless job.
But somebody's got to do it. All right. We'll see what they come up with. And of course, we'll continue to follow this story. We need to get you updated on traffic and weather. If you don't like heat and humidity, just stick around. It's St. Louis. In a few days, we'll be in the 60s as a high. We'll be back with round two of OT. It's 8:39.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 8:42. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Carol Daniel and Ryan Recker. It's round two of OT, and there is no getting around it. Everything's more expensive, and every time you have to gas up your car, for me, it's almost this physical pain. Oh, my God, $4.29 a gallon. At least that's what it was gassing up my car yesterday. For the first time, gas prices in all 50 states have hit an average of at least $4 a gallon, according to AAA. And it's happening as global crude prices trade near $110 a barrel. And refiners, according to AAA, are going to be switching to the more expensive summer blend of gasoline, which costs about another 10 cents per gallon. I saw something on the news, Ryan, that someone was predicting that gas prices would be around $5 a gallon soon, which made me want to drop to the floor.
I know. We had on an expert from Forbes. He writes about energy, Robert Rapier, yesterday, and he said there's a few things that are going on. A lot of it is the supply that was dropped from Russia. Of course, we're still hurting. We don't have an alternative to that. The other part is so many people are traveling by plane that they are now refining it into jet fuel. So that takes away from what would normally go into your pump. So there's a lot of these issues that are going on. And he also says, oh, yeah, $5 a gallon. Sure. We're not going to see a break in this until after the summer when demand starts to go down. It's going to be here for a while. We got to start thinking of other ways to supply gasoline to the United States so we're not relying on a pipeline going down in Russia to try to prevent this from the future.
And while Russia's, what, 7%, I think, of what we get, now you turn to, well, what do I do? Because there's not a whole lot we can do to change Russia or Saudi Arabia, yet pump more. Would you can. You can. I've started to slow down, Debbie. I'm not driving as fast as I normally do.
Ooh, although the lead foot is a little lighter.
The lead foot is now a cotton foot. even though Ryan's going, because I did get stopped for speeding a couple of weeks ago. But I got a warning. And take stuff out of your car, we were told on our show from Greg Damon from the KMOX Auto Show on the weekends. And write your congressman and just tell him I'm not happy. I need help. But I saw a video on Facebook of a pastor who said people are posting videos and showing how much they are. Have you seen these? How much they're spending when they fill up. Like we spent $100 a couple of weeks ago filling up our tank because we use premium. And he said, instead, just thank God you can put something in your tank right now. Just be thankful as opposed to angry. But I would say still.
Yeah, it's hard. I have a friend who lives in Switzerland. She said they're paying $10 a liter right now.
That's like Vancouver prices.
It's a lot.
And you're just not going. And my son is home a lot more. He's not traveling. I mean, he's not running around. He's not going to the riverfront. He's not. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking more strategically because my daughter, you know, I'm her personal shopper. She'll text me.
For sure.
Can you get this? Can you get that? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait until Thursday. And then I will get all those things.
Yeah, we're not running to the grocery store just because any longer.
Although, interestingly, while we're all feeling the pinch from everything being more expensive, apparently we're eating out more. Sales at bars and restaurants in the U.S. jumped 2% in April after a similar increase in March, showing Americans still have a big appetite for dining out. Restaurant receipts up 20% in the past year, which is good news for restaurants, certainly. Even rising prices due to high inflation hasn't deterred would-be diners. The restaurant reservation site OpenTable said that April was the busiest month on record.
I am so surprised by that, because that's costing you more.
Right.
But maybe it is, Debbie, that people just want to still have something.
It's like a treat.
It's a treat now. You're not going to travel maybe this summer or go as far as you were going to go, and it's just a treat now. Plus, I certainly for St. Louisans, the affinity that we have for the restaurant owner, we know the chefs. You know, they're in the community. They're very, a lot of them are very vocal. They give. And so there might be some part of this that is us wanting to support what we view as a small business. Although I don't know if this includes chains, you know.
It probably does. But yeah, I've noticed in my neighborhood, especially when it was a pretty day.
Packed.
All up and down South Grand.
Packed. Absolutely packed.
Ryan, are you and your family eating out more often?
Not too often. It's pretty rare in that sense, but you got to eat, so that's not an option. You have to find some place to eat, or you make it yourself. And I think there's so many troubles in people's lives today that it's that one little thing they can do to try to feel a little bit better. And it may be one of the only positive things in some people's lives to look forward to. That one dish, that one thing that they want, they can control and enjoy it while they still can. But there's so many different problems in the world. Don't take away my food. take away that.
Or for Carol and me, I don't feel like cooking today.
Yeah. That is exactly what it is, Debbie.
I don't want to cook. All right, we need to take a break. We'll be back. And hybrid work or at-home work? Which works better? Next. It's 8:53, round three of OT, Monterey, Wrecker, and Daniel. We've been talking a lot about working from home, and should people work from home full time now, or should they be back in the office full time? Ryan, according to a Harvard Business School working paper, the ideal setup is actually 1 or 2 days in the office, and then I guess 2 days at home or 3 days, depending on whether you have a 4-day work week. Bloomberg compiled some data from Stanford researchers, too, and found that this hybrid work schedule reduces quit rates by 35%.
Wow.
Can I throw a little skepticism on that? I think people generally find ways to be unhappy. So even if they were to switch to some other hybrid working method, they would find a way to be upset about that and want to change it too.
Probably.
But I will say, when I worked for during the virus, they had all of the on-air talent. You were probably in studio.
The two of us were here.
I was in my basement, and it was something I thought I would hate, but I ended up loving it. I would work from home every day if I could. So, you know, I guess every person's different.
I think that we have learned, and I'm going to say this as gingerly as possible, that we don't really like one another and that we'd rather be away from one another, and that working in the space next to someone who smacks their gum or... any number of...
Are you saying we generically?
I'm saying we generically, because not us, KMOX.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute.
Not us, KMOX.
Like,
we have kind of a different job. But the cubicle living?
Yeah.
Cubicle living, I can imagine why working from home a little bit, getting away from it a little bit, will energize you and reduce your burnout. I can see that with a lot of people.
Yeah, I think I was one of those weirdos who was glad to come into work every day. I didn't want to be home. I didn't know how in my old house how I could even pull that off. But anyway, I get bored in my house. I was glad when people started coming back. Exactly.
Yeah, squirrel.
Yeah, I should do the laundry. Maybe I should wash the floor.
Right, that would be me.
Oh, yeah, I was throwing in loads of laundry in between, but I'll tell you, I didn't hit potholes working from home, and I was in bed 5 minutes after my show doing the late nights. It was awesome.
Oh, well, there is that. the thought of sleep.
Right about now.
Yeah. All right, well, what's coming up on the show?
I'm going to air a couple of interviews that I did with some of the veterans who took the honor flight to Washington, D.C., including one tragic case and one that has something to do with a spider monkey in Vietnam.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.